You fight for their will, you be netted, caught like helpless game your enemies can feast on. They will be pillaging your city soon. Here is your duty. Night and day, press every captain of your foreign troops to keep his place in battle and fight off the blame and bitterness of your defeat. This lashing had made Hector hot with shame, and down he vaulted from his chariot, hefting two spears, to pace up through the army, flank and center, calling on all to fight to join battle again. The Trojans rallied, and now stood off the Achaeans, while the Achaeans kept formation too. See in the mind's eye wind blowing chaff on ancient threshing floors, when men with fans toss up the trodden sheaves, and yellow-haired Demeter, puff by puff, divides the chaff and grain. How all day long in bleaching sun straw piles grow white. So white grew those Achaean figures in the dust cloud, churned to the brazen sky by horses' hooves, as chariots intermingled, as the drivers turned and turned, carrying their hands high and forward gallantly despite fatigue. Now coming to the Trojans' aid in battle, Ares veiled them everywhere in dusk, obeying Apollo of the Golden Sword by rousing Trojan courage. He had seen Pallas Athena, defender of Danaans, depart from the other side. Apollo then, out of his sanctum, hushed and hung with gold, sent back the marshal of Trojan troops, Aeneas, with fighting spirit restored. He stood again amid his peers to their relief. They saw him whole, without a scratch, and hot for war. But no one there could pause to question him. Apollo brought new toil upon them now, with Ares, bane of men, and strife insatiable. Amid the Achaeans, those two men named Ajax, joining Diomedes and Odysseus, made bastion for Danaans. See these four, all fearless of attack or Trojan power, patient in battle, motionless as clouds that Zeus may station on high mountaintops in a calm heaven, while the north wind sleeps. And so do all the winds whose gusty blowing rifts and dispels shade-bearing cloud. So these Danaans held their ground against the Trojans and never stirred, while Agamemnon passed amid the ranks, haranguing troops. Dear friends, be men, choose valor and pride in one another when shock of combat comes. More men of pride are saved than lost, and men who run for it get no reward of praise, no safety either.